If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. Who loves you guys more than we do? Who makes sure you're covered more than us? Recording this on a Tuesday this week, unlike our typical Thursday, because Thursday this week is Turkey Day, Thanksgiving. So we want to make sure you know exactly what bets you should or should not be placing well in advance. It'll be a little interesting to see how we do a couple of days earlier than normal. I'm Ross Tucker, played 7 years in the NFL, 5 different teams, your quintessential journeyman. Now I got a bunch of media gigs, a recruiting business, and I do a lot of podcasts because I love them and I love you guys. You can access them really anywhere podcasts are found or always at rostucker.com, which is also where we got a bunch of awesome sponsors for you guys. If you want to hit those up on the sponsors page, or if you just want to make a contribution via PayPal, that's fine. Or with the holidays coming up, how about Amazon? Everybody buys stuff from Amazon now. You might as well click through on the banner ad, which takes you to the landing page, which goes right in Brian, our producer's pocket. You can follow Brian on Twitter at RTF Podcast. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, but I recognize that I'm not the reason why a lot of you are here today. You're here to listen to him, Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. He also just dominates on pregame.com with content. If you want to make sure you get his latest releases, follow him on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, like I do. So, Steve, I kind of messed up. I did not tell Todd Bergman, who grades us each week and does an unbelievable job. We couldn't do it without him. I didn't tell him that we were recording the show today until like 2 hours ago. So we don't have last week's results. I know at least a couple of the underdogs or the picks, the Broncos and the Lions, came through that I made, but I also know some of them that didn't. We'll wait to get the grade from him. But I did want to, instead of going over last week, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. Number one, what do people need to know about placing a bet earlier in the week? Forget the Thursday Thanksgiving games for a second. But for the Sunday games we're going to go over here on Tuesday at 12:19 p.m. Eastern time, what do people need to know for those people that are willing to, or for whatever reason, like to make their bets earlier in the week?
I think there's only one reason to ever bet early, and that's when you think you're going to get a line that's more favorable than what you'll get later in the week. Best example I give, last week, two great examples. If you got on Baltimore -2 or -2.5, you got a win instead of a push on Sunday. If you played Denver at Pick'em, you got a win, or -1. If you played them right before they kicked off, they're laying 2.5, you got a loss. You can see the value of locking in the good number. It's just like the stock market. You want to buy low, you want to sell high.
So then that was question one. Do you recommend it, or only if you feel like you have a strong suspicion of where the line's going?
I think you should only bet if you think you've got a good handle for where the lines are moving. Otherwise, no reason not to wait for all the injury reports and get more information. But if you know where you think those lines are moving, lock it in now.
And then what about Thanksgiving in particular? I guess for radio, I'm going to be in Detroit, Steve. It's one of the reasons why we're doing this today. I'm going to be doing sideline, actually, for the Lions and the Eagles on Thanksgiving. And I was told it's the second most listened to games or day of games of the year behind the Super Bowl. And you think it makes sense. People are driving around, going to Aunt Mabel or Grandma's or whatever for Thanksgiving, and they tune into the game for a little bit. So a lot of people are going to be watching, a lot of people listening, a lot of people might want to make those games more interesting. What jumps out to you about Thanksgiving? Any trends that we need to know as it relates to Thanksgiving?
Don't have any particular trends. I will say that the late game, if there's a definitive favorite, almost always gets the action. And that's the case this week when we talk about the Green Bay game. So that would be an example. If you like the Packers, hosting Chicago, I would be betting that one earlier on the favorite. If you like the dog, I would probably wait until just before kickoff, kind of excuse yourself from Thanksgiving dinner and walk on out and make your wager 5 minutes to post.
Interesting. Do you think there's any – what's the logic behind that?
I think that the pro – even the pros tend to take Thanksgiving night off, so they disappear. So there's nothing to keep the lines in check. So all the public's going to bet the favorite, and that's going to cause the sports books to get one-sided, and they're going to move higher, and there's no one left to take it back.
Got it. All right. Well, you learn something new every day. We have an Ask Ross question a little bit later, but right now let's get to the lines. Let's get to the games. Bri?
All right, Ross. Aunt Mabel wants to know about Philadelphia, -1 at Detroit Thursday afternoon, 45.5 points.
I'm going to be there. I don't really understand this line. Philadelphia's going the wrong way. They just got torched a week after a disappointing loss to the Dolphins. The Lions' defense is playing very well the last couple games out. They're still offensively challenged a little bit. They're playing at home. They've won two in a row. I'm putting a lot on this game. I'm putting two units on the Lions, and the total is 45.5. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game the way Detroit's defense is playing, and quite frankly, the way their offense is playing as well. Give me two units on the under as well. So two on Detroit and two on the under.
And what's interesting is the last 2 weeks, the Detroit totals have gotten bombed up from 48 to 50 against both Green Bay and Oakland, and neither one had a chance, as Ross, you mentioned. Dead nut under games. Yeah, that's the way I'm leaning on both the total and on the side. I think Philly disrupted locker room. Remember all that chatter about Kelly and he wasn't getting along with some of his select players. And that's fine when you're 7-2. It's not fine when your season is heading south. This reminds me a lot of the Dream Team that was supposed to win 12 games in Philly and that went into the tank. I'll take Detroit plus the 1-1 unit.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, Carolina -1 at Dallas, also 45.5 points.
Boy, I'm really torn on this one because my power ratings make Carolina a one-point favorite, so basically right where that line is. But I think Dallas is going to win the game, and I know I've got a 3-7 team, basically pick 'em against a 10-0 team, but Carolina's not a 16-0 team, and you have to ask, well, where are they going to lose? And what more likely to lose than here in Jerry's world against a Dallas team that absolutely needs every game like blood? They're 3-0 with Romo. They're 0-7 without. I could argue that's a 10-0 trend also. I think Dallas finds a way to win a close game. Dallas, one unit.
Now, this line has moved a lot, hasn't it, Steve? Because Ron Rivera, the Panthers head coach, was just saying yesterday he thought it was disrespectful that they were the underdog yesterday. Now they're favored. How much has this line moved?
Yeah, Dallas was laying 1.5, and so now Carolina's laying 1. But since we flipped the favorite, it really doesn't matter that much, Russ, but since we flipped the favorite, that you've certainly got that monkey off your back where Carolina can say, hey, we're being disrespected, we're the underdog.
Yeah, I think Carolina's just the better team. I understand what you're saying about the spot. And on some level, I agree with you, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Cowboys won. But I keep doubting Carolina, and they keep winning. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to put one unit on Carolina in Dallas to get it done.
Ross, the Green Bay Packers hosting the Chicago Bears. Green Bay -9 in the total, 47.
Man, I mean, isn't it amazing? Green Bay looked horrific 3 games in a row. Then they bounce back. Chicago had been looking really good. Then they have a 1 okay game against Denver, and all of a sudden the Packers are 9-point favorites. That feels like a lot. I get it. They just blew out the Vikings in Minnesota. But, you know, John Fox, if his teams do one thing, it's they fight and they stay in there. I'd love, Steve, with your logic, if that got up to 10, I would be all over it. As it is, I'll put one unit on Chicago in this game.
And a little torn here because there's a series history that Green Bay destroys Chicago for years and years and years. The only time I think that they that didn't occur was the year that Rodgers broke his collarbone and Chicago came back and won the game. However, Green Bay also used to clobber Detroit and hadn't lost since 1991 at home, so there's that. I do think that that was a huge game for Chicago going to Denver, tough physical team. Cutler wanted it badly. Fox wanted it badly. So a bad spot to have to turn around here on a short week going to Green Bay. I'm going to do my favorite teaser here to get a 9-point favorite down to a 2.5-point favorite, covering those good numbers, 3, 4, 6, 7. 6.5-point teaser. I'm going to take Green Bay down to minus 2.5. I'm going to couple them with game 253, the Minnesota Vikings from plus 2 up to plus 8.5. A two-unit, two-team teaser.
All right, Steve, on to the Sunday games. First up, Houston. They are hosting the New Orleans Saints, minus 3 for the Texans, and the total 47.5 points.
Right, and we got New Orleans coming off a bye, and teams off a bye are have a great record of like 65% against the spread. So I never like to go against teams that are coming off a bye. And interesting, I go ahead and I make this spread too with my power rating. So I'm getting value, hard to believe, with New Orleans. Hoyer is going to be back for Houston. He's their much better quarterback option. But I think Houston, with all those big wins that they've had, sets them up in a little bit of a flat spot where they might look past New Orleans. I don't have Houston being any better than New Orleans right now, being the teams are basically equal. So I'll take that terrible Saint defense. And I know when you fire your head coach, you get a bounce. Well, we fired our defensive coordinator. Let's look for a bounce in their step from New Orleans and their defense to play a little bit better and stay within the number.
One unit. Okay. I'm going to pass this game. I would probably lean Houston. Houston's on a roll right now. I really did not think that they would bounce back. You know, the Jets have been playing, had 10 days off. The Texans on a short week after the Cincinnati win beat the Jets handily. I think the Texans win this game, but I'm not gonna lay 3 points. So I'm going to pass this game.
All right, Ross, the Atlanta Falcons, they are hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Atlanta minus 2 in the total 45.5.
Yeah, I tell you what, the folks out in Vegas, they really do not like the Vikings, huh? I mean, it's interesting. The line last week, the line this week. I'm going to be at this game. I'll be doing the color for that game for Westwood One. And I think I'm going to take the Vikings. You know, the Falcons, this is a trend now. It's, what, a five-game trend? The Vikings, it was just one bad game. So I'm going to go with them to bounce back. I'll put two units on the Vikings getting those 2 points in Atlanta.
Yeah, and Matt Ryan, you know, all the talk of that Brady was going to get old this year. Matt Ryan's young, and he looks old. He's making terrible mistakes. Atlanta actually outplayed Indianapolis, and that Ryan pick six gave the game away. But I there's nothing wrong with the Vikings here, and I think it'll be a close competitive game. And that's why I played them in the teaser with the Packers.
All right, Steve, the Cincinnati Bengals minus 9.5 against the St. Louis Rams. Total there, 42.
I make the game 10. I think the Rams didn't get – they were hoping for possibly even an upgrade at quarterback, and that didn't happen. They got bad quarterback play last week, and I think the Bengals in the jungle have been great against the spread of late, so I could certainly see them getting away, but I don't like laying 9 points. I made it 10. I lean to Cincinnati.
Yeah, boy, it seems to me like the Rams are heading the wrong direction. We'll see what happens with Keenum as the week pulls out. I would lean Cincinnati in this game, but I don't feel comfortable laying that many points, so I'm going to pass this one.
Ross, the Indianapolis Colts minus 3 at home against the Tampa Bay Bucks, and the total 47 points.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I'm going to go with the Bucks. I love what they're doing right now. It feels like they are on a roll. The Colts found a way with that Matt Ryan pick six to beat the Falcons. But I love what the Bucks do. I love their momentum right now. I think the Colts are still a flawed team. And I'm going to take the Bucks. I'll put two units on the Bucks getting those 3 points.
We are in agreement. I don't have Tampa being any worse than Indy. I've got them being better, in fact, by 1.5. I got the better team. I know I have the better quarterback right now. And normally I don't like a team off a big road upset win. But my power ratings make this game pick 'em, so I'm getting three and a half here. I have to take Tampa Bay 2 units.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, the New York Giants -2 at the Washington Redskins. Total 47. Sorry.
Oh, my mistake. I'm just ready to jump in on this game. I made the game Giants -1, so I can't lay 2. Having said that, I do think the Giants are going to win the game. So I'm kind of vetoing my power ratings, which I don't like to do, and so I'm going to reluctantly pass. I'll lean to the G-men.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting game. The Redskins have played so well at home. The Giants have been so consistently solid, except for one game at Philly in the division. I'm going to put a unit on the Giants. I know last week there was crazy turnovers and Carolina's good, but the Giants, with the exception of that game in Philly, have been so solid that I'll put one unit on them, but that's not the game. I mean, there's other games like Tampa and Detroit that I would use at BetDSI.com, because BetDSI.com, you got to be kidding me. I mean, they'll give you $10 free if you use the code Tucker10. Or the code DRAFT10. They've been around for 16 years. They get an A-plus rating. Check any sportsbook review site. They'll get the A-plus rating. They set a lot of these lines that we talk about each and every week. So I don't feel great about the Giants to the point where, oh, man, I would go at BetDSI and use my $10 free for the Tucker10 or DRAFT10. But I would with both Tampa and Detroit. Either way, though, I'm going to BetDSI.com and using that code. Why not get the free $10?
All right, Ross, the Oakland Raiders -2 at the Tennessee Titans. The total there, 44.
Raiders kind of falling off here. Tennessee, extra time to prepare. Back-to-back road games for the Raiders in the 10 o'clock body clock. Which, if you watch the first half of that Detroit game, that felt like it was real. I mean, the body clock thing felt like it was a real thing if you were watching that. Boy, I think that they are better, they being the Raiders. But Tennessee at home, although they've been terrible at home, but extra time to prepare, extra rest. I'll put one unit on the Titans just because of the way they're getting some points and the way that Raiders have been playing as of late.
Yeah, and fifth trip back east for the Oakland Raiders. The good news is they get lots and lots of frequent flyer miles, but you got to wonder if the team is bogging down a little bit. And it's easy to blame the NFL schedule maker for their demise this year, and you wonder if they might not be doing that. I'm with you, Ross. Tennessee, one unit.
The best bet.
Steve, the Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kansas City -4, the total 41.
Yeah, and just up at one book right now, I would only lean to Kansas City. I think Buffalo went all in. Taylor got all banged up in that game, and I don't even know his status for this upcoming game. And because of that, Chiefs are playing very well. Looking at a playoff run, I think Kansas City here. One unit.
Chiefs are rolling right now. Buffalo, short week after a Monday night where they put everything in to New England against a Chiefs team that's on fire. I don't know about laying 4 points, though. I'm going to put – you put one on the Chiefs, right, Steve?
I did.
I'm going to do the same. Let's get a best bet going, Bri.
The best bet.
Ross, the New York Jets -3.5. They are hosting the Miami Dolphins. Total 42.5.
Yeah, I don't know what's gotten into the Jets, but they're not playing very well. The Dolphins really aren't either. I have no idea where to go in this game. I mean, I'm going to put one unit on the Dolphins just because the Jets have been so bad lately and they're getting 3.5 points. So I'll put one unit on the Dolphins in this game.
I made the game 3.5. It is 3.5. I pass.
Steve, the Jags -4 at the Chargers, 46.5.
Hooray, I make it 4.5, so I don't have to ever bet on the San Diego Chargers the rest of my life. What was that against Kansas City? I'm going to pass the game.
Yeah, I mean, San Diego. Wait a minute. Where is that game?
At San Diego. Oh, I'm sorry. It is. Yeah, on the line here, it says at Jacksonville minus four at San Diego. So
I know. That's what I was looking at. The same thing you and I look at, Bri, it says at for both. So it's at Jacksonville. I was going to say, if San Diego is a four-point underdog at home, I'm passing this game. I mean, I think the Jags win, but I'm not laying 4 points with the Jags, not against Phillip Rivers.
All right, Ross, the Arizona Cardinals minus 10 at the San Francisco 49ers, and that looks like our biggest spread of the week.
Yeah, how about that? Arizona. San Francisco just got dominated by Seattle on defense. Blaine Gabbert actually did some decent things again. I'm not laying 10 points, so if I'm Arizona. The thing is, though, they show no mercy. They'll just keep throwing the ball deep. They'll just keep trying to beat you. I'm going to pass this game, but I would lean toward San Francisco getting 10 points.
And I made it 10 as well, so I'm right on the number. I'm going to pass.
All right, Steve, the Seattle Seahawks are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Seattle minus 4.5 and the total 44.5.
Yeah, this is the one game my numbers come up different than what's showing. I've got Pittsburgh being the better team than Seattle. I know Seattle's home field is worth four, but they have consistently come up short against elite teams. They can beat up the San Franciscos. They can beat up the Bears with Jimmy Clausen. They do not do well against the NFL elite. And with Big Ben coming in off a bye, probably going to be close to 100%. I'm going to put two units on Pittsburgh plus 4.5. And I like an old-fashioned shootout here. NFC, AFC, all of those playmakers for Pittsburgh and Seattle, their defense has been extremely suspect when they're not playing the bottom of the NFL's offense. So over 44.5, three units on the over.
Whoa. You are all in on this one, Steve. I'll put one unit on Pittsburgh. Big Ben's first time playing in Seattle. I just like Pittsburgh coming off a bye, getting 4.5 points. Man, Seattle just tempts you, though. Now that Thomas Rawls is their running back, they looked awfully, awfully good on Sunday. So I'm only putting one on Pittsburgh.
The best bet.
Sunday night, Ross, the New England Patriots minus 3 at the Denver Broncos and the total 44.
Patriots are struggling right now without Edelman. Now Amendola is a little beat up. For Denver, they got a little bit out of Osweiler. He didn't turn it over. This line's frankly a little surprising to me. Give me two units on Denver. They've already said Osweiler's starting. I know it's Belichick against a young quarterback, blah, blah, blah. You know what? It was Belichick against a young Tyrod Taylor, or inexperienced at least, and the Bills easily could have won that game in Foxborough. So I'm putting two units on the Broncos.
And I'm with you. We have a best bet Sunday night. Amendola and Dobson both are questionable. And we already have Lewis out. We already have Edelman out. Are they going to throw to Gronk 38 times tonight? I really think Denver's going to win the game. So Denver plus 3, even money, two units.
The best bet.
All right, finally, Steve, Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns are hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Cleveland minus 2.5 points and the total 41.5.
Let me caveat this. I hate Johnny Football. I don't think he can play a lick. And I actually said I would never bet on Johnny Football. However, Baltimore, stud running back Forsett, out for the season. Flacco, out for the season. And Schaub backs him up, and he is the worst quarterback. He was the worst quarterback I had ever seen. He just could no longer make the throws to this sidelines. He had no arm strength. Steve Smith, of course, out for the season. I don't see how Cleveland isn't as good, if not better, than Baltimore, which means that they should be laying 3.5, not 2.5. So there's value there. But because they're the Browns, Bri, only one unit.
You know, what's interesting is as we record this, Mike Pettine met with the media, and it doesn't sound like it's a done deal that Johnny Manziel is still going to start this game. Pettine said he's frustrated because of the repeated pattern of incidents. I guess there's videos of Manziel partying in Austin and somewhere else, maybe Ohio State this weekend. Penton wouldn't say whether or not the organization will require Manziel to get more help. I mean, he stopped answering the question, said it's disappointing, said I'll address it tomorrow, enough. So I got to pass this game right now, not knowing who the starting quarterback is. One other week I made a bet, and I still got graded, even though I said only if McCown plays. So I'm passing it. If I knew McCown was starting, I'd put two units on the Browns laying the 2.5 points. But with it being up in the air now, who knows? What a shame, whatever it is that's going on with Manziel. We do have an email question today, Bri.
Ever wanted to ask an NFL player a question? Well, here's your chance. It's time to Ask Ross.
Email address, rtfp@rostucker.com, or just forward me a sponsor confirmation to ross@rostucker.com, and I'll get the main man, Steve, to answer it, because if you're asking me on this one, that's probably who you're looking to answer the question. This comes to us from Steve out on LBI, Long Beach Island in New Jersey. He said he buys everything through the Amazon link, SeatGeek, 1-800-Flowers. He had a couple different email confirmations. So thank you, Steve, or thank you, Anthony. Steve, do you bet on college football games at all? Anthony, you got to follow him on Twitter. He bets the crap out of college football games. Have you ever, or do you play them both personally or professionally? Would you be willing to give one college pick a week, even if it's not a spread? Personally, I love your prop bets. My favorite is by far the under 1.5 yards for shortest touchdown. Anything like that in college that you suggest?
Yeah, great question. Of course, I bet college all the time. In fact,
what's
I don't
better,
know
Steve, college or pro for making money?
You know what? I'm an NFL expert. That's where I won most of my world titles in. But the college football, the opportunities, if you bet early, I would argue are better. Not necessarily on game day, Ross, but early, because the totals are so off. It's very rare you'll spot an NFL total that's off by 4 or 5 points. But look at tonight. The weather's great. Bowling Green runs their offense a million miles a second, and that total opened up in some places 69. I bet over 71.5, and it's 74, and I still like the over on tonight's game that starts at 4 p.m. Pacific. As far as that props, just to review, I love the longest touchdown over under 1.5 yards, because it's just a math bet. If you have a super high total, more touchdowns, so there'll probably be one short one, and I tend to bet under when the total's under 1.5 for the shortest touchdown when the total's in the 50s, and when the total's down low around 41, I'll bet that the shortest touchdown will be over 1.5, and a good example will be this Monday night game where Cleveland-Baltimore, I don't expect there's going to be many touchdowns at all. If you only get 3 or 4 touchdowns, it's going to be hard to get one of them to be just 1 yard, so I'll be on that Monday night football. In fact, let's grade me on a prop bet for that. Let's go over 1.5 for shortest touchdown Monday night football, 1 unit.
Very interesting. All right. That's good to know on college in terms of the over-under. That'll also do it for this week's Even Money episode. Love the email questions. You got more questions like that? We got answers. Just forward me a confirmation from BetDSI after you use the code Tucker10 or Draft10 for your free $10. And it's like you're winning two ways. You're winning by getting the free $10, and you're winning by getting to ask a question of a real professional like Steve. That'll do it. Send in those emails. We love the tweets and the likes on Facebook, facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL, and iTunes comments and rankings, huge as well. I think that's it. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.